Horse racing is known as the sport of kings, but sometimes it's the sport of school teachers, or the sport of sales clerks, or even the sport of cleaning ladies. In 2008, David Pope of Sienna Farm set out to find someone to keep the newly built farmhouse and office in pristine shape for guests and staff. A woman named Angela applied for the job, but Pope was slightly reticent about hiring her because she was a little headstrong about her work schedule. But the cleaning lady had a very important reason why.
I still remember when we interviewed her, we kept going back and forth on the day she would work. It almost felt like she didn't want to do what we wanted to do. But later we found out that the reason was she was undergoing a battle with cancer and was trying to schedule her cleaning hours around her chemotherapy. You know, imagine how bad we felt at that point, so we immediately called her up and hired her to clean the office and the house. Her and her mom would come twice a week. And it was amazing. She was a very brave woman. We thought the world of her. I mean, to see someone who goes through chemotherapy during the day, come there, sometimes have a mask on because their immune system was down, but was always there, always working. And it was really sad for us when she lost her battle the following year. She was actually 38 when she passed away, and she left a husband and two daughters. And it was just, it was something. What can you do?
Sienna Farm asked Angela's family if they could honor her by naming a filly for her, and they were overjoyed. But it couldn't be just any filly. It had to be a special one, destined for great things. The star of Sienna Farm's 2012 crop was a filly by Bernardini out of Pilfer, who would become Grade 1 stakes winner Angela Renee.
We went out, we got a halter with a nice brass nameplate, Angela Renee. We filed all the naming with their jockey club, got a nice pedigree with the name on it, brought her mom and dad out and her brother out to see the filly before she shipped down to Ocala. Well, it was, as you can imagine, a very emotional time for them. There was a lot of tears, but they assured me, they were very happy and delighted we got enough of Angie that we wanted to do this.
If the story ended here, it would be heartwarming, but what comes next will amaze you.
I sit in my office about an hour and a half later, and Sue calls me up, Angie's mom, and she was crying. I was kind of nervous about naming a filly after someone who had passed away. It was so near and dear to somebody. But she assured me again that these were tears of joy, but she had a question for me. And the question was, on the pedigree, there was a date. It was March 14th, 2012. And she asked me what the meaning of that date was. And I explained to her that was the foaling date of the filly. And then she told me that was Angie's birthday.
Pope was speechless. He shared that news with his barn foreman later that day, and Paco suggested some riding instructions.
He told me, he says, someday when you're in the paddock and you see the jockey, just tell him don't worry about anything. He's going to have an angel riding on his shoulder.